Singer and songwriter Rufus Wainwright has a new album. It's called Want One. Day Today's Madeline Brand spoke earlier with independent music critic Christian Bordahl about Wainwright's music.
Christian, I know a lot has been made of Rufus Wainwright's musical pedigree. Both his parents and his sister are also professional musicians.
Yes. His father is Loudon Wainwright III, an acerbic humorist folk singer-songwriter who, I might mention, in honor of his baby son, once wrote a song called Rufus is a Tit Man.
Marco Polo craved the spice and silk, and Rufus craves the mama's milk. No moo cow, no billy goat is gonna get the baby's vote. Come on, mama. Come on and open up your shirt. Yeah, you got the goods, mama. Give the little boy a squirt.
Yeah, the mama he's talking to is his ex-wife, Kate McGarrigle, who's best known for her work with her sister, Anna, and their beautiful harmonizing. And Rufus's sister, Martha, is also a singer, and both she and mom actually appear on this record. So a lot has been said about the family pedigree. But I think the family also has a significance that goes beyond just their genetic contribution, because a lot of Rufus's songwriting also deals with the complex family relationships and the link he makes between them and some of his personal demons and insecurities.
Hmm. And this is Rufus Wainwright's third recording. Critics really like the first two, so how does this one compare?
Yeah, I really like the first two albums, Rufus Wainwright and Poses, they were called. This record, supposedly now he's clean and sober. He had a drug problem for quite a while, and I think there's a sense of mastery and abandon that weren't there before. At the album's high points, the songs and Rufus singing have an ebullience, a confidence that he can... there's a feeling that he can do anything he wants, that he can just let go and let it out without second-guessing himself. Let me play you the second track on the record. It's called I Don't Know What It Is. So, as you can see, the result is these big, effusive pop songs that are full of melodic leaps and time twists and clever allusions to musical theater and Tin Pan Alley and queer chic and whimsy and great big queen-like cascading vocal choruses and these grand orchestral backdrops, along with quiet moments of serious introspection. And all of these elements live together and, for the most part, work without sounding contrived or pointing to themselves and saying, "Look how clever I am." It's a joy to listen to. Listen to someone who has such a clear vision of what he wants to accomplish and such a unique aesthetic and can go ahead and make it happen.
And what else has he made happen on this album? Can you play us another track?
Yeah. Here's a track called 14th Street.
Why'd you have to pray?
That's Rufus Wainwright from his new album entitled Want One. Christian, that's a big, almost operatic sound. Unusual for a pop singer.
Yeah, it's funny. When Rufus talks about his own songs, it's clear that the impetus for many of them is very personal and emotionally revealing, that there's an emotional fragility to him, and it's from this place that the songs are often generated. But to me, his lyrics and music don't obviously present a character that's emotionally fragile and exposed. I usually sense a strength in the narrator of his songs, and the music certainly has a buoyancy and power to it. It's as if his music is a vehicle for Rufus to claim power over those aspects of his life that make him feel most out of control and most vulnerable.
The artist is Rufus Wainwright. The album is called Want One. And the critic is Christian Bordahl. He's Day to Day's independent music critic. Thanks, Christian.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
That interview from Day to Day's Madeline Brand.